This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We have in the studio with us Carolyn Martin, who is here, who's a creative director, and is here to talk about the Urambo Festival.
Oh, Urambo.
Urambo, okay. Yeah. I knew that didn't sound quite
That's
right.
That's okay.
So welcome to the show, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Now, before we start and talk about the Urambo Festival, maybe talk a little bit about yourself, just your background. What have you been doing and how did you get to where you are now?
Okay. Well.
Speak.
It is a big journey. I'm getting on. I just recently had a birthday. I'm an Aries. Very
same here with all the stars.
Hello. So my name's Caroline Martin. My mum's Carolyn. It often gets confusing. Before I'm actually anything else, I'm an incredibly proud Yalakut Willam woman of the Bunurong, and I'm a mother of three children. I'm all of those things that come with being a mother and a strong woman on country. I actually managed Bundjalaka Aboriginal Cultural Centre for 12 years and was a part of the establishment of the new exhibition First Peoples, which is predominantly about honouring the sophistication and culture of the 38 language groups that make up now what is called Victoria. It's a beautiful honouring that has got both national and international recognition. And from there, I'm actually, my whole trajectory, career directory, is actually about ensuring that my people are seen and having a platform to ensure that they can actually see themselves reflected in the landscape.
And I suppose to start off, it's maybe a very contentious question, but do you see that is improving since you've been getting involved in it at all?
Well, of course. She's made it all, because of all of her.
We're here. Oh, not just because of me. There's so many people.
Of course, I'm joking.
No, I know. But I actually walk in the footsteps of huge, huge legacies and none so more than from my own family. Yeah. My ancestor Louisa Briggs and my mother Nawi Carolyn Briggs.
Where was she?
Beg your pardon?
What area did she live in?
So we're actually Bunurong. Our ancestral lands are from the Werribee Werribee River, inland Melbourne, shared country with the Woiwurrung, all along the Mornington Peninsula coast, inclusive of city of Port Phillip, Phillip Bay, Western Port Bay, all the way down to Wilson's Promontory. A beautiful part of country, absolutely. Yep.
Now, tell us about this festival and why. What's it called?
It's called the Urambo Festival. Mm-hmm. So in the languages of the Bunurong and the Woiwurrung, the two local custodians of country or traditional owners of country, translates to tomorrow. So it's actually very much a future-focused festival.
Very good.
Very good.
Mm. Who chose the name?
So the elders. The elders of, we have a Urambo Elders Council made up of five incredible cultural knowledge holders and sharers that collectively come up with the idea of a future-focused festival with the creative director and made the decision that tomorrow is, you couldn't get more future-focused than tomorrow.
Yep.
And so Urambo is Bunurong and Woiwurrung language. And I actually thought about it this morning. What is so incredible about being future focused is that it enables emerging, mid-career and career developed artists to be involved.
Yeah, it covers everything, doesn't it?
Our youngest performer is 9 years old.
Oh, wonderful.
And our eldest right now from Victoria is 76.
Right, and they're all from Victoria?
No, they're not all from Victoria.
Right.
The vision for Urambo is very much local first. Local as in Melbourne and Victoria, all of Victoria, with invited guest amazing creatives, equally amazing creatives from both national and international.
Right.
Yeah.
The nine-year-old, tell us, boy or girl?
A young girl.
Right. And what's she doing?
So she's actually a part of an ensemble, which is the Dungala Children's Choir.
Oh, okay.
Who will be performing with well-established soprano Deborah Cheatham on the steps of the State Library on Saturday the 4th.
Yep.
We also have a 14-year-old young Wamba Wamba girl who will be performing as a part of the citywide blackout on that same Saturday, the 4th. 14 to be doing solo is pretty incredible. Mm. And then of course we've got Uncle Herb Patton who is 76.
Yep.
76 and Uncle Herb, obviously, if you don't know of Uncle Herb, he was actually on Australia's Got Talent and came he was in the finals, in the grand final. He is a famous gum leaf player.
Right. I had no idea about that.
Oh, well, so. Google him. Check him out because he's incredible. He's an incredible entertainer and an incredible storyteller anyway. But the art of gum leaf playing is something, incredible, but not to be missed.
Yep.
Actually.
Now, it covers so many different shapes and forms, this festival, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's a lot of contemporary dance, which goes hand in hand with your culture. And what would give us an example of some of the other artists and performers.
Don't you just love that image?
It is just amazing.
No one knows what we're looking at, but I encourage you to get on our Yerimboy website or our Yerimboy Facebook page and have a look at all of the images. There's over 100 events showcasing or rather showing off over 200 First Nations creatives.
Yep.
And Joel Bray is just one of those. And if you see the image, he's covered in fairy floss.
And I can just see the title even from here. David just automatically turns the page and says Daddy.
It says Daddy.
Yes.
Well, what's the premise of Daddy?
Well, Daddy, you'll have to read it.
Okay.
I actually really encourage... I'm not going to give too much away.
But
really,
it almost... it's very much... is Daddy God? I'm getting... Because his fingers
are... No, Daddy's
out.
About Daddy.
Oh,
Daddy's
right.
Actually... have a little read.
All right, okay.
I
looked at it and thought that his finger was out and it was Michelangelo's The Creation, which I obviously it's not.
But
he almost looks like Cupid laying on the very floss clouds.
You know what? And he's such a divine human being. It's a performance piece about his own sexuality as well as his a relationship with his dad.
Mm. Oh,
and
brilliant.
So yeah, and he's pretty incredible. So yep. He's absolutely not to be missed.
And then one of the most well-known Australian artists right at this moment, Dan Sultan.
Oh yes,
the very sexy man himself.
Okay. I actually see him as my nephew, so it's actually really hard.
You can't talk about that.
No, I can't, but I know that a lot of people actually see him in that light, and rightly so. He's a very beautiful man, both inside and out.
Mm. And he's performing soon in London, I saw.
Okay.
So
I've got my head right in Yerimboy. So so what I do know that Dan was actually performing on Sunday, the 5th of May at Melbourne Town Hall, and he's been commissioned to write some new songs, but actually will be playing the grand organ.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Ticketed event, get your tickets.
Yep.
And that's part of the Yerimboy Festival
as
well?
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. So if you don't mind, I'd love to concentrate on... not necessarily concentrate, but actually showcase the fact that we're actually doing a citywide blackout on Saturday.
You mentioned 4th. That,
yeah.
so yes, tell us about it.
Okay. So there's over 40 different genres of all different creative opportunities to fall across on. We've got live musics, we've got visual art exhibitions, we've got a fashion parade, we've got a block party, it's taking over the whole of Melbourne's CBD. It actually will also encompass the Koori Heritage Trust, who has an exhibition with Peter Wopel's Crow called Inside, Inside Out.
Tom Mosley, the man from there.
He's the CEO, yes.
We love him.
That's great. That's very, very good. We love him too. So you've got the Koori Heritage Trust, you've got the Art Centre Melbourne, and Art Centre Melbourne will actually host Disrupt as a part of Yirrumboy. It's 10 young First Nations artists that will actually take over Hamer Hall,
right?
Curated by young Kate Tamburin. And later on in the evening, we'll actually have Yothu Yindi and the Treaty Project, also a ticketed event. But we end this whole day that starts at 9 o'clock in the morning with over 40 different artists at, again, the Melbourne Town Hall. Noretha Williams will take over the grand organ in a hauntingly beautiful piece that she's actually developed for the grand organ as well.
Right. So to me, it sounds like another version of White Night. Do you know White Night?
Well, White Night is a light show on buildings, is that right?
No.
White Night.
White Night
I've
is...
I've been involved in White Night. There's a lot of light show.
There is light shows, but there's a lot of other things. So it's like taking over Melbourne.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that's what you're doing on that with that one day as part of the festival.
Well, the idea of Yirrumboy is actually we're taking over Melbourne pretty much for the 11 days of the festival, with one solid day in the CBD. Yep. So you can come across, like, amazing performers out the front of H&M, David Jones, the City Library, the State Library on the steps, I mean, everywhere. And the block party on Hosier Lane with stunning models, a fashion parade, DJs on the decks. Like, it's pretty spectacular. It's huge.
Well, it sounds like something we can't miss. So how do you find out more about it? Is there a website and social media, I'm sure?
There is actually a website. I'd like you to plug that as much as you can. The one thing that that I really am also incredibly proud of, not only have we got the opening night, which will be absolutely stunning, our closing, we actually have four nights of Miss First Nations, the development of, or the end, the closing of our festival is Miss First Nations. They'll actually go through a whole process for 4 days where it's a Melbourne first, actually, where amazing drag queens will battle it out for Miss First Nations Australia.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So that's on closing night with a big act, surprise act.
And where's that?
At our Yirrumboy Willem, which is our hub. Yirrumboy Willem means Yirrumboy's home, at the meat market in North Melbourne. Okay. So that's where we'll basically be. On Sunday, the 5th of May, we will have black markets, we'll have a jam session, we'll have weaving workshops and an exhibition. It's a full, as you can see, a packed program of over 100 plus events.
So the best thing to do is for people to go to the website, which is
www.yirrumboy.com.au.
Right.
And if you get onto Facebook, check out Yirrumboy. It's Yirrumboi. Or just Melbourne First Nations Festival. Yep. It'll come up as Yirrumboy. Yep.
Or the City of Melbourne will be on their website as well.
Absolutely.
Because they're the big sponsor of it as well.
Thank
you so much for coming in. Of course, this will be on a podcast within the next couple of days if you just come in. And you guys can use it on your outlets as well.
Beautiful, we will.
So thank you. And
thank
can't,
you very
can't
much.
Wait for it. What date does it start again?
Oh, good. Thanks for reminding me of that. So it's on May the 2nd until May the 12th.
Right. Brilliant.
Okay. Yep.
So thanks so much.
Beautiful. Sure. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Caroline Martin, thank you very much. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.